Well, in much the way that we talk about the wonderful love story that Corinne and Gary Melchers had throughout their married life, and this wonderful setting that we have at the Belmont Estate that they purchased and lived their lives out at, we thought a Valentine's Day dinner would be a chance to offer a romantic, unforgettable experience for folks and just take advantage of this great story and this great setting.
The love story, just describe it, because there was an age difference between them. But whenever you hear about the two of them, they did a lot together, and it really was a love story. They met on a cruise, didn't they?
They did. They met when Gary Melchers was on a cruise, and Corinne found herself on the same cruise. She was aware of who he was. She herself was a budding artist. They did strike up first an acquaintance, then a friendship, then a romance. There was a 20-year age difference, but that was no bar to their happiness, and they stayed faithfully together for the rest of their married life. Gary Melchers died in 1932. Corinne died later, 1955. So there was a period when they were together, and then she had a rather long widowhood afterward, but she always remained very devoted to his memory, to his legacy. And that's part of really the reason we have Gary Melchers home and studio today, and the ability to tell that story and share this resource.
And that's what I was going to say. It truly was a love story while they were together, but then she carried it on, which shows that there really was something there.
They welcomed people to their estate when they lived here. They had Easter egg hunts for kids. They had other functions that they supported. They were active in the community, and that again comes back to, and this is, 2025 was the year in which we celebrated the act of Corinne leaving this property to the Commonwealth of Virginia expressly for it to be a resource to the community, not just artistic, but also with the lovely grounds, with the wooded trails that we have, and our ability to run a museum here, but also offer a community meeting place, an entertainment place. We really think has fulfilled that desire of Corinne to make this something the community can enjoy. We have reservation options at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., and it is a lovely five-course dinner that I will not attempt to describe, because a lot of it is French dishes, and nobody wants to hear me pronounce some of the names, but it is a meal that people can view if they go to GaryMelchers.org, and we have a little banner on the opening homepage that takes you to the reservation section, and you can click on the graphic of the menu and enlarge that to see this full menu that has both a land and sea duo combination, but there are also vegetarian option for that. There's a bottle of wine per table. There will be a cash bar as well. And then it includes, all the fixings, if you will, and dessert. And it's just a really, we hope, elegant, romantic experience. We just think people would have a lovely experience with this. And we encourage people to go and see the site and sign up to be with us.
Has this been done before?
No, not here. There are some places. Stratford Hall is a good example of something like this has been offered before. This is our first outing into this, so we are hopeful that it will be something that catches on. We'd love for it to be an annual event. We'll see what the response is for people who are interested in doing this, and we'll learn from the experience, and we'll build on it and hopefully make it a cherished tradition.
I like it. It really is, because whenever we've talked about the Melchers over the years, the love story that is them, that always is always mentioned, their relationship. So what better way to kind of tie that together, and also a place like you mentioned, Scott, where they always invited the community in for various different events. So this just follows kind of how they lived.
I could not have said it better myself, Mr. Schubel. You got it exactly right. Yes.
So I guess the thing now is get your don't wait on this, because you've got two options, but you've only got so many tables, and you don't want to get shut out on this.
Exactly. So again, if you go simply to GaryMelchers.org, that is our page web page, and you will see at the top of that page Valentine's Day dinner reservations as a banner. And if you click on that, it will help you go to the spot where you will then be able to click on the event.